Proclamation number 7605 of 23rd of May, 1960. Grant of grace and efficacy. My grace flows to every human being. Hence it is wrong to say that this or that person is unusually gifted. Rather, it is his own will that the human being opens himself to a flow of grace which touches him, that he accepts what I bestow upon him. And since I distribute unlimitedly, he can therefore also receive unlimitedly. Thus he is then under the influence of a flow of grace which is also recognizable to his fellow human beings and is also felt unusually. But then it is also obvious to fellow human beings that this person must be extremely willing to love, or he would not positively relate to the flow of grace which touches him. For the love within him also lets him recognize that he is considered by his God and Father, and then he consciously accepts the gifts of grace from my hand. Thus my word from above can reach a person or be conveyed to him through my messengers. The person willing to love will recognize and accept it as my address. And this is an unusual gift of grace which can promote the soul's development to the highest degree in a short time. But the same word can be offered to a person who ignores or rejects it. He has received the same unusual grace and, because his heart has little love, he still does not let it take effect. He does not make use of the grace and therefore has no spiritual progress to report. But he was no less lovingly considered by me, yet his free will was decisive as to how he accepted my gift of grace. And I also know whose will is turned towards me and whom I can therefore also bestow with gifts of grace which seem unusual. I know whose soul only needs a little impetus in order to completely embark on the path of salvation, to brightly and clearly recognize its earthly task and to eagerly work for the salvation of its soul. I also know where a spark of love has the strength to ignite and let a bright flame flare up, and I am always willing to help by supplying you with graces, because my love for you is boundless and I want to give you everything you lack so that you will become blissfully happy. And thus only simple devotion to me is ever necessary, which also secures a strong influx of grace for you. And you can be certain that you will be helped in every way to mature spiritually. You can be certain that I know about all your shortcomings and always want to compensate for them with graces which you then only need to use. And you will do so if the spirit of love predominates in you, for then you will also feel my love for you and gratefully accept what my love offers you. I constantly want to give and make you happy. And all my blessings are gifts because they flow to you without merit. Because they are only ever intended to promote your upward development, which is determined by your free will itself. And my blessings flow to you so that this will is used correctly. And no one will be ignored, everyone can draw unlimited grace from my love. But no one will be forced to accept my grace. Amen.